Well, today we're visiting with East Sac County Elementary students regarding something that's called morning meetings. And before I visit with Carrie Mailer, I want to talk to a couple students. And first and foremost is Jordan Ulmer. Jordan, let me ask you, what grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. And I understand there's four different components of these morning meetings. Can you tell me what those four are, Jordan?
We start off with greetings, and then we go to sharing, and then we do our group activity, and then the morning message.
Okay, so Jordan, what time of day is this? Right off the bat when you get to school, you start this morning meeting?
Yep.
Okay, and is it a chance for you to kind of be with your classmates and friends and maneuver your way through all of this together?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Sophie, I know you're close by. Sophie Villegas is another student at East Sac. Sophie, are you a fourth grader, too?
Yeah.
Tell me about what you like most about morning meetings.
Probably the morning message.
Now, who delivers the morning message?
The teacher.
Is it the same teacher, or does it vary each day from a teacher?
It's always the same teacher.
Oh, it is. Okay. And what are some of the messages that they share with you? Can you give us an idea of what they might say to start your day?
Like, some would be, would you rather live in an igloo or a tropical place?
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you that. Would you rather be in an igloo or somewhere where it's nice and warm?
Somewhere where it's nice and warm.
Yeah, I think maybe we're all feeling like that right now. Jordan, what is your favorite part of morning meetings?
Probably the sharing.
Okay, now explain that for me. Sharing. Tell us a little bit more about that period of the day.
So it's where, like, we have this list of every day in a month, and, like, whatever day it is, whoever is on the list for that day, they can either bring something from home or say something when they're at school.
Got it.
And then when they're done sharing their thing, they say, "I'm ready for questions and comments," and the people that have comments or questions will raise their hand, and if they get called on, then they say their question or comment.
Okay. Boy, Jordan, you sound like you're an A-plus student. What is the last thing that you brought to school to share? Can't remember?
Oh, yes. It was this one jersey that I caught at a hockey game not too long ago.
Get out of here. Where'd you go see a hockey game?
Sioux City.
No kidding. The Musketeers, and they threw you a jersey?
Well,
wow.
Well, they didn't really throw it. I had to spin a wheel, and then I got it.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations, Jordan. I bet you were pretty excited about that. How about you, Sophie? What's the last thing that you were that you brought to school to share?
I think it was my Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Now, I have no idea what that is, but I bet you were very good and had a lot of people ask questions. And with that said, Jordan Ulmer, Sophie Villegas, and Carrie Mailer, these sound like two really good students, probably just a shining example of what you get to be around each and every day.
Yes, they are. They're in my class, and they're very bright students, and they add to everybody's day.
Well, nice. What do you think's the best thing about these morning meetings?
The best thing about the morning meeting is that it builds a sense of community and family for our classroom. We're seeing positive results, not just from individual classrooms, but from the school as a whole. Everybody's learning to greet each other in the hallways better, using eye contact. And we have a better sense of community and family in our school.
I think that's very nice. Carrie, thanks a lot. And two great students. Appreciate your time with our spotlight. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. And that is the East Sac County School Spotlight. It's every other Friday. And it's brought to you by the Loring Hospital in Sac City right here on Mix 101.7.